Chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Yavin, sovereign of Hazor, had heard those things, that he sent to Yovav, sovereign of Madon, and to the sovereign of Shimron, and to the sovereign of Akshav, and to the sovereigns that were on the north of the mountains, and of the plains south of Kinneroth, and in the valley, and the borders of Dor on the west, and to the Canaani on the east, and on the west, and to the Amori, and the Hitti, and the Perzi, and the Yebusi in the mountains, and to the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpeh. And they went out, they and all their camps, with them much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with many, many horses and chariots. And when all these sovereigns were met together, they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom, to fight against Israel. And Yahweh said to Yehoshua, "Be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I give them up all slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Yehoshua came and all the people of war with him against them by the waters of Merom suddenly, and they fell upon them. And Yahweh has given them into the hand of Israel, who smote them and chased them to great Sidon, and to Misrephoth Maim, and to the valley of Mizpeh eastward, and they smote them until they left them none remaining. And Yehoshua did to them as Yahweh said to him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. And Yehoshua at that time turned back and took Hazor and smote the sovereign there with the sword. For Hazor before time was ahead of all those kingdoms. And they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was not any left to breathe. And he burnt Hazor with fire, and all the cities of those sovereigns, and all the sovereigns of them did Yehoshua take, and smote them with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them, as Musa, the servant of Yahweh, commanded. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burned none of them, except Hazor only, that did Yehoshua burn. And all the spoil of these cities, and the cattle, the children of Israel took for booty to themselves, but every man they smote with the edge of the sword, until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe. As Yahweh commanded Musa his servant, so did Musa commanded Yehoshua, and so did Yehoshua. He left nothing undone of all that Yahweh commanded Musa. So Yehoshua took all that land, the hills, and all the south country, and all the land of Goshen, and the valley, and the plain, and the mountain of Israel, and the valley of the same, even from the Mount Halach that goes up to Seir, even to Baal God in the valley of Lebanon, under Mount Hermon, and all their sovereigns, he took and smote them and slew them. Yehoshua made war a long time with all those sovereigns. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, except the Hobi, the inhabitants of Gibeon, all other they took in battle. For it was of Yahweh to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and then they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as Yahweh commanded Musa. And at that time came Yehoshua and cut off the Anakim from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anav, from all the mountains of Yehudah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Yehoshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Azza, in Gath, and in Ashdod they remained. So Yehoshua took the whole land, according to all that Yahweh said to Musa, and Yehoshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war.